Mortgage rates are surging for the sixth week in a row, moving closer to 7%. Claire Losey of the Real Estate Center at Texas A&M says that's affecting the once red-hot housing market.
Contributing to decrease in sales activity, and then we're starting to see a nominal decline in home prices as well.
The National Association of Realtors says pending home sales are at their lowest level since 2011. And rising interest rates are taking their toll on builders as well. Construction spending fell by 0.7% in August, the largest decline since February 2021. Analysts were looking for a smaller drop of 0.3%. The Commerce Department says spending on single-family home projects plunged 2.9%, but spending on multifamily home construction was up 0.4%. Norwegian Cruise Line is ending all COVID testing and mask and vaccine requirements starting tomorrow. It's the first major cruise line to do so, but passengers will still be bound by local COVID-19 requirements for the countries they're in. United Airlines is suspending service at New York's JFK Airport, saying its schedule of just a few flights a day is too small to be competitive. It says it's talking to the FAA in an effort to gain more slots at the airport. Kim Kardashian has agreed to pay $1.26 million to settle Securities and Exchange Commission charges. She's accused of failing to disclose a payment for promoting a crypto asset on Instagram. SEC Chairman Gary Gensler says celebrities are admired for their talents and skills.
We shouldn't confuse those skills, though, with the very different skills needed to offer appropriate investment advice.
Kardashian also agreed not to promote crypto securities for 3 years. The SEC says she admits no wrongdoing. Consumer and Business News, Dawn Nietzsche, NBC News Radio.